All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. Always a pleasure, and I see him now in San Francisco, and I'm very proud to say the Hall of Famer, and that's Bert Blyleven. How are you?
Very good, Marty. How are you? You look good with that hat on.
I feel better with the World Series ring, believe me.
Well, congratulations to you.
Hey, first of all, of course, you're in the Hall of Fame now, and I see a lot of things that you do with the Hall of Fame. This has been nice for you. You've been very active with the Hall of Fame.
Well, first of all, it's an honor. It took me a long time to get there, and, you know, I'm looking forward to this year's inductions. Should be a lot of fun, you know, with six guys really going to be giving the speeches, so it could be a little long, but I think there's going to be a lot of people there this year in Cooperstown. It's going to be the weekend of latter part of July, as it always is, and looking forward to it.
Well, you've been there a few years now. What is it like for fans to know about when you go to the Otisaga Hotel, the big dining room? I've been there a couple of times, having breakfast and lunch there, and I always say it's like being in heaven. You can't believe you're actually there with all these people. For you too?
I agree, Marty. I think, you know, when you land in Albany or you go to Syracuse and you say, okay, give me a cab ride to Cooperstown, and they smile because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. And then you get into Cooperstown and you see this quaint little town that all the stores and shops are named after kind of a baseball theme, and fantastic. And you get the opportunity to walk through the Hall of Fame, the museum. If you're a baseball fan, there's no better place.
All right, what about you renewing acquaintances with people? Of course, your former teammate Paul Molitor is there. Who do you like to talk to when you go there? Maybe people you don't see all the time.
Just pitchers. I'm still the same way. I never liked hitters anyway, so why would I communicate with them? But, you know, Gaylord Perry and I were teammates, so it's nice to see him. You know, it depends on who's coming back. You know, you get the opportunity to sit next to Sandy Koufax, or who I grew up idolizing. And then you see Juan Marichal there. What a class man he is. So just the opportunity to just, you know, rub shoulders with some of the greats that I admired growing up.
Yeah, the relief pitchers, although you didn't need that many relief pitchers, but you got Raleigh Fingers there and Goose Gossage.
Yeah, Goose is great. Goose, you know, if you follow him around, he doesn't go to too many events other than where the bars are. So he has a lot of fun, and Raleigh's the same way. Raleigh, you know, he's all over the place, and, you know, I think what I'm looking forward to before the All-Star game is the Hall of Fame is the All-Star game. That's going to be a Target Field. I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to really display a beautiful ballpark and Target Field just like you have here at AT&T Park.
What was All-Star, Bert Blyleven, the Hall of Famer with us, you know his voice. What was All-Star Week like for you with the few days when you would go?
Well, it's changed a lot. I mean, my first one, I only made two of them, 1973. You come in Sunday night, you practice a little Monday, you get to kind of, you know, hang out with the players a little bit, and then you play the game Tuesday and you're gone. And same thing in 85 in Minnesota. My first one was in Kansas City. Next one was in Minnesota. I represented the Cleveland Indians at that time. You come in, you play the game, you're gone. Now it's Fan Fest. There's a Futures game, which I'm going to manage the international team. Tom Kelly is going to do the American side. That'll be a lot of fun. But, you know, they have the home run hitting contest, which actually started in 1985 at the Metrodome. There's so many other things that are revolved around the All-Star game now.
All right. Have you managed before? This is interesting because you're the guy who gave the hot foot when you played. You know that. And what are you going to do as a manager here?
Well, you got to realize Tom Kelly is on the other side. I will definitely be outmanaged, but my guys are going to have a good time. I think talking to Tom Kelly, the biggest thing in a Futures game, which, you know, we get to see a lot of the young, talented minor league players that hopefully will wear a major league uniform. They get to play in a major league ballpark like Target Field for the Futures game or any All-Star event. Don't get them hurt. Just let them play. You know, put their name out there. Hopefully get everybody in that is there. That's the main thing, is give everybody an opportunity to get an at-bat or pitch an inning or a batter or whatever needs to be done.
All right, Bert Blyleven with us. The state of pitching today. You and I did so many shows, and I really appreciate the time you spent with me when the Twins would come into town. A lot of strikeouts now, a lot of Tommy John surgeries now. What do you see the state of pitching? I always like to hear your opinion.
I think it's changed to where, you know, you have the travel teams, you have young kids that are 12, 13, 14 years old just concentrating on baseball. I'd like to see them play other sports. I think everybody you talk to, and I've read a lot of the bios of some of the pitchers on the Giants, all of them played other sports. They didn't just concentrate on baseball. So sometimes these young kids need to put that ball down for 3 or 4 months and play basketball, play football, play, run cross country. I know that's what I did when I grew up, and it wasn't always baseball, baseball, baseball. And so these kids that are, you know, in high school that they've already been burned out. I believe ESPN or somebody did a feature with Dr. Andrews and some other players, and they said that a lot of the operations that he's doing now are on high school college kids because they're getting burned out so easy and so young. So play other sports. Put that ball down for 2 or 3 months. Let your arm recuperate and then get back into it.
All right, great advice from the Hall of Famer. A lot of strikeouts. Of course, you had over 3,500 strikeouts, if I'm not mistaken.
37.
All right, now 284? 287, right. All right, I'm there. Come on. I was close on this, 287 wins. But a lot more strikeouts now for pitchers, and the batters just trying to hit the ball out all the time. You see these shifts now, batters more predictable?
The game has changed a lot. I mean, I think what you're seeing is you don't see complete games. You see starters going out there and throwing as hard as they can for 5 or 6 innings. They're at that 100 pitch count. I'd like to see the pitch count go to 120. It doesn't wear down the bullpen as much, and I don't think I really believe that when pitchers in today's game, they look up at that scoreboard and they see 85 pitches after 5 innings, mentally they think, I only have one more inning. If they raise it to 120, which if you're going to pitch every 5 or 6 days like they are, what's another 20 pitches, you know, when you have 4 or 5 days to rest? So if they raise that a little bit, I think it would create the starter to think about going a little bit deeper into the game, take a lot of the wear and tear off the bullpen arms.
You know, it's funny, one last thought for you, and I always appreciate the time, but the sabermaticians want to take wins away. And, as I say it, I know you make a face when I say it, but even the pitchers today say, hey, it's psychological. We want to know how we did. Wins are very important.
Well, you know what? The team wins. That's the main thing. You know, you'd like to go out there and win every game you can, but over the years, I know when I came up at 19 to 41 when I retired, my mental thought was completely different. You want to win every game when you're 19 years old, but as you get older, you realize as you give your team a chance to maybe have a good at-bat in the bottom of the ninth inning and they're down by 1 or 2 runs, then you've done your job. And hopefully it's a 4-3 game, not a 10-9 game. But your job is to go out there and do the best you can for as long as you can.
Well, that's what I say about Jack Morris. I'd like to see him in the Hall of Fame as well, because he would win. And I'd like to say 287 for you as opposed to a whip of 1.09.
I have no idea what that means. I'm not from that era. The shifts are something new that we see on TV. And, there's so many other things out there now, all the computers, and they know exactly what this guy had for breakfast and lunch and what he's thinking at the plate. I wish I'd had all that stuff when I had no idea what I was thinking out there.
And you'd still throw him the curveball and strike him out.
Well, I would pitch him hard up and in, and then hopefully hook him.
Doesn't change at all. Bird, nice to have you on the show as always, and I'm proud to know you, and I'm glad you got in the Hall of Fame, and I'm glad I knew you before and now.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate that.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.